Get this on to.
It's Bill. He ain't got any of that damn money. Right. He ain't got no woman either.
This is Chris 200, and welcome to Audio On Demand. Today is 2207, the year of our Lord, whatever. Had an interesting week so far. Let's see. Well, a couple weeks. Yeah, let's just talk about the week, the last 7 days. Let's see, last Friday, about the same time, I had some terrestrial creatures cross my path. I had two deer cross in front of me, and I was looking at them as some more of their compatriots, decided to also cross in front of me. One crossed right in front of my bumper. Darn near hit it. And another one of them ran into the side of my car, so I've got a nice new dent in my new 1991 Acura Legend. Haven't had a chance to get anybody to look at that and see how much damage has been done. Also lost crack developed in my windshield last week. So I'm assuming I've got quite the repair bill for this vehicle coming up. There goes the eye surgery money, as they say. What else? Last Thursday went on a couple of interviews. Picked up some sound equipment. Looks like my band days are over. Which I guess I'm kind of got a bittersweet feeling about. It's nice not to be pounding my head into a brick wall every Sunday afternoon, and I got some extra time, but yet. Was not a fun, great idea for me, but so be it. Maybe it's the best exit. Let's see. And then Monday, I've got a visit from an officer about right where I'm at now on the road. Evidently, I had a headlight out, and he wanted to tell me about it and make me do a bunch of paperwork to make sure, by God, I got that headlight changed. Which I did at, noon on Monday. I had it changed out. Of course, I had to go track down a police officer. Do you know how hard it is to find a police officer when you're looking for one? I don't remember. I think it was Wednesday. It was snowing. I said, by God, I'm going to go find a police station, which I did. Police cars everywhere, but not a cop inside. Went up to the little desk and, I said, hey, I got this ticket here. I need to have it inspected. And, of course, because it's snowing, by God, nobody in an office will be wanting to crawl out. They just signed off on it, said, we trust you. It's too damn cold out there to be dealing with a burned out headlight fix-it ticket. So she signed off on it, the secretary there. And away I went. I've got the stamp now, required to send this postcard ticket to State Patrol Troop A in Omaha, Nebraska, and hopefully I will not have a warrant for my arrest, in the future going forward here, for having a burned out headlight. Let's see, what else have I done? My futile attempt to correct my power steering issues appear not to have worked, as I tried to make the curve here with no power steering. Thought I maybe had some moisture, as they say in the automotive business, water in my power steering fluid. I went ahead and drained it in my garage, which of course made a fountain of power steering fluid come from the car. Drained it and refilled it, and this morning I feel like a Formula One driver with no power steering, trying to heat up the tires, trying to get that loose, but it's kind of odd. I do garage the car at night now, and it's fine until I get out into this temperature of zero, or whatever the hell it is. How can you have zero, but which would mean, you know, a lack of nothing, no temperature, and go below zero, where you owe somebody temperature, I guess? I don't know. It's a scale. It's not a whatever value per se. Yeah, I guess it is a value on a scale, but I guess whoever I owe this temperature to, come see me in June or July. I'll have some extra, and August I will be giving it away. So there you go on the temperature. I'm trying some new things here with the Zoom, whatever this is, PS04 recorder, palm top recorder, sitting on my thigh as I drive, recorder. I believe I've got the compressor on, so you should be able to hear a lot of stuff. It's one of the few compressors that I've played with that actually I think works. You can actually hear a difference. I've tried to use compressors in the past and I haven't been able to tell the difference, but this actually brings up the dynamic range, I guess you could say, of the signal going in, and levels it all out. So that's good. I would talk about my experience with tape recordings and tape recorders that have an auto-leveling function, but who really deals with tape recorders anymore these days when you can buy a digital setup for the same price as a nice cassette deck? I digress, as they say. Trying to size up a trip to Nevada in May. Evidently, the airline, I guess, more like a cattle truck on wings, that I found that is fairly cheap rates to Las Vegas, has changed their departure and return dates to Lincoln. They typically flew on Fridays and Wednesdays, which meant either you paid for, well, a premium night in Las Vegas, usually a Friday night, if you were flying out on Saturday, or if you were flying in on Saturday, you'd pay a premium night, Saturday night, which which are usually, you know, 50% to 100% more per room. I don't know. I talked to my brother, and he's like, I don't care where I stay, I'm not going to sleep anywhere. Well, why get a room then, I guess? It's my question. Not a whole lot of them, but there are a few, you know, park benches and such on the strip. You could cuddle up along next to a bum and hope you don't get rolled for your cash and do it that way. But if I bring the wife, I don't think that'll happen. I could probably do it myself. But after two or three days of drinking and dealing with cigarette smoke in a casino, I don't believe, well, I think it would be hard to get any other players at a, you know, card table, you know, to join you smelling that foul, so, so much for that idea, I guess. I don't think that'll happen. I don't think I have anything else. Not sure if this compressor effect is right. Oh, look at that, a nice little Volkswagen, whatever. I don't think I have anything else. I think that's it for today. The Audio On Demand podcast, coming to 21 listeners whenever the hell I feel like it. Just kick it up here a few notches and see what we get here. Okay, yeah, okay. All right, can you hear me there? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I found some new effects in this unit. I guess they're called insert effects, and I better slow the hell down here so I'm not speeding. Piano! I don't know what all these mean. They're all crazy effects. And anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and let you go. Looks like my compressor effect disappeared because, of course, I didn't save it. So catch you guys later. Bye bye.